Sister Dion.
Yes, sir.
May I give a shout out, a praise report this morning, right quick?
Absolutely.
I like
that.
That
means absolutely in Spanish. Absolutely. Yes. Go ahead.
The praise report I have this morning is lifting up my wife, Pretty Patrice, and thanking and praising God for today. Is her birthday. 19 years ago, she made a decision to leave Chicago, Illinois, and travel to Oakland, California, and change her life. And today is her 19th birthday. Glory, hallelujah.
Amen. Well,
amen.
Happy birthday. Happy New Life Day. That's what we call that.
Oh,
honey. Her got a new life.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Lucky you, Brother Jeff. Lucky you, huh?
Amen.
Praise God. Well, we definitely something to shout about without question. And we're so glad that we have a Pretty Patrice, honey. I don't know what would we do without a Pretty Patrice.
Oh, man, that's so sweet.
Any additional praise reports?
Wow, crazy.
We were praying for my granddaughter's meeting yesterday, and the meeting was great. It was wonderful. And,
yay.
I thank the Lord for that.
Go ahead, Miss Talia. That's what's happening. Good stuff. And I heard Tiffy.
Yeah. Good morning, again. So on my quest to become debt free, I was.
Hold on. We won't be able to hear you. You say I'm muffled. Reposition your phone. Tell it, honey.
Oh, okay. Well, on my quest to become debt free, I was able to pay off another loan on yesterday. Praise God.
Yes, honey. Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
That is outstanding. And that is called WORA.
That is not,
right. That is not the anticipation by osmosis. That is called doing the work. And that is wonderful, Tiffany. Again, I say, I am extremely. Now, y'all didn't know, this is the second one.
Amen.
Four weeks that she's been diligently doing the work. So I absolutely praise God for that testimony. That's good news, darling. Good news.
Amen.
Good news.
Thank you.
Yeah, you are more than welcome. Before I go for any other praise report? Amen. Well, good morning, guys, and happy Saturday. Welcome to Declare Victory. I pray that everyone had an absolutely wonderful day. Super duper excited. So much stuff was going on. I'm just excited about the process. And after we have our prayer, I'm gonna share a couple of things with you guys. But I'm so looking forward to hearing the walking word this morning. So we'll go right into the lineup. So this morning, the prayer lineup is as follows. We have Mommy's daughter, the lovely Miss Kendra Bryant, is going to share scripture with us this morning. And right after that, you will hear the walking word as she adds color to the word of God. I don't know how she does it, but she does an outstanding job in doing so. Thereafter, if the assistant DD would open us up with prayer. After that, I know Patty greeted, but I already had you in the lineup, Miss Patty, for prayer this morning. Is Lejay on the line this morning? Okay. So after that, let me Sorry, God.
Dion, did you say my name?
Who was that?
This is Miss D.
Oh, I didn't, but I can.
Oh, no, 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 no. Because I was in transit and I'm moving around. I thought I heard my name. Nope, no problem. Bye-bye.
Okay. Miss Cindy, are you at work? Can you pray today?
Okay. Yes, I can pray.
Awesome. Okay, so again, the order of the call. Kendra, Lisa, my sister Dee Dee, Patty, Miss Cindy. And this morning, I believe I'll close us out. Amen. So again, if you can place your phones on mute, and let's go ahead and get started. Let's go.
Good morning, Victorious Saints. I am coming. I just want to go to the Lord in prayer prior to breaking his bread of life. I'm coming from the New King James Version. But Heavenly Father, I thank you for giving us the strength to rise and awaken this morning. We thank you for the privilege of prayer, Heavenly Father. We thank you for your holy word, that it may not fall on deaf ears, Heavenly Father, that we may apply it to our everyday lives. These things we pray in the only way we know how, and that's in Jesus' name. I'm coming from the book of Hebrews, chapter 10, verses 22 through 25, and the scripture reads as follows. Let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together, as in the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more to see the day approaching. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and doing of his holy word as I pass the call.
Amen, amen. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. I'm so glad to be on the call this morning. Feeling kind of anxious. Don't know what that's about. But anyway, I just thank God. Thank you. I believe it was Patty for the greeting. Just appreciate you so much. And thank you, Kedra, for the scripture right on time. And you'll see what I'm talking about as I get into this share. Just a little bit different than probably any approach that I've taken before. But just bear with me. So here we go. From the very beginning, in the book of Genesis, after God spoke forth all that he was going to create, he said that it was very good, and on the seventh day he rested from his labor. He was finished. Nothing else to be done. The Lord Jesus Christ, when he was dying on the cross, one of his last statements was, "It is finished. Price paid in full. Every single sin, past, present, and future, nailed to the cross, settled once and for all. His death was completely acceptable, the ultimate sacrifice paid in full that God accepted himself, the payment for man's sin." That's how he can say with certainty that there is now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. Listen to this. We can't be condemned and justified through the blood of Christ at the same time. It doesn't work that way. No condemnation. You cannot be condemned and then justified. So if you are in Christ and you're being condemned by your past or stuck in your present or afraid of your future, then it's not of God, it's from the devil. So we know what to do with that. Whom the Son has set or made free is free indeed. And it's time for us to walk in that freedom and in that liberty. We have to remember Jeremiah 29:11, which says, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." He has an end for us that he already planned. The Lord Jesus Christ, he finished the work. God confirmed and accepted it. So what is there left for us to do but to walk in our destiny, remove the distractions and the hindrances, and allow God to fulfill the destiny that he preordained for our lives? What do we do when we're faced with impossible situations, when we can't see our way out? God's plan for our life shall be accomplished, and his word decreed over our lives that it shall not return unto him void without completing, and it shall prosper in the thing that God has sent it to. We always quote this, my first verse that I memorized, my favorite scripture, or one of them, Romans 8:28, and I'll read 8:28-30, which says, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he already knew us, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son. So he already set it up that we're going to be conformed and transformed to the image of his son, Jesus, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. We're brothers and sisters in Christ. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. Don't let nobody tell you you have not been called. You have absolutely been called by God. And whom he called, he also justified. Justified as if we never did anything wrong because of that sin that was nailed to the cross. And whom he justified, then he also glorified. We shall be like him. His hand was on us all along. Even though situations seem impossible, God is yet a deliverer. His strength is made perfect or complete in our weakness. Even though the weapon was formed, it did not prosper. It didn't defeat us. In fact, it helped to propel us to where we are today, a step closer to our destiny. I want to share with you a story that illustrates exactly what I'm talking about, and it's found in 2 Kings chapter 6, verses 8 through 23. And for time's sake, when you get a chance, go ahead and read it. So I won't read it right now. But it really talks about seeing the invisible and rescue from the impossible. The word rescue means to be free or delivered from confinement, violence, danger, or evil, to be liberated or take by forcible or illegal means from lawful custody. The impossible, that term is not possible, unable to exist, utterly impracticable, unable to be done. So the beginning of chapter 5 talks about Elijah and the school of the sons of prophets. You remember Elijah, the prophet who was Elijah with the J, his replacement, that received a double portion of his anointing when he was carried away into heaven by a whirlwind in a fiery chariot, the one who God used to raise that Shunammite woman's son from the dead. While he was the headmaster or the leader of the school became too small for the students, and they wanted to build a bigger place along the Jordan River. It goes on to talk about the familiar story of while building, they had a borrowed axe head that fell into the iron piece fell into the river, and Elijah took a stick and threw it into the water, and the iron axe head began to float. So where in the world does iron float without a hydraulic system or some kind of assistance? Anyway, during this time, the king of Syria was waging war against Israel. This brings us up to chapter 6, verse 11, and the king was completely frustrated because every time he would set up a surprise ambush against the Israel army, the Israelites were aware of the ambush. God was warning them. The king of Syria thought there was a spy in his camp, so he inquired of his servant, and one of his servants told him that it was the prophet Elijah that was warning the king of the Israel of the things that he was speaking in the privacy of his own bedroom. We got to remember that God is all-knowing. He's all-seeing. He's everywhere at the same time, and we can't hide anything from God. And since he has a plan for you and me, he will warn us of the tricks, the plots, the ploys of the enemy. We simply have to be in position to hear him and then to heed or obey or listen to the warnings and then react or respond accordingly. The king believed the servant because this was the same Elijah that healed his army commander, Naaman, of leprosy. So he inquired where Elijah could be found, and it was told that Elijah was in Dothan. So Dothan is the same place where another prophet, a dreamer, was rescued from the impossible, where Joseph was thrown into the pit by his brothers and sold into slavery by the Ishmaelites to the Midianites. But we know how that story ends. We heard it, how Tanya, unfolded that for us a long time ago, how Joseph went from the pit to the prison to the palace, ultimately fulfilling the dream that was revealed to him long before the manifestation of it. So that's one declaration there, holding on to a dream until it manifests. What the devil meant for evil, God turned it around and worked it out for Joseph's good and for the good of Israel, that God's will would be complete and would be done. So the king of Syria sent an army to Dothan to capture Elijah. And in the morning when Elijah's servant went out, he saw a host of the Syrian army compassed about the city with horses and chariots. And when the prophet's servant saw the army, he was fearful and asked Elijah, "How or what shall we do?" And Elijah's response was simply, "Fear not." Many times, how many times did the Lord tell us, his people, to fear not? How many times is he telling us to not be afraid? The servant obviously had cause to be afraid. Sometimes we encounter situations in life where our first response will be fear. We've talked about it before. It's a natural response. That's the time to remember who we are, who is in us, and who we belong to. 2 Timothy 1:7, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Fear is a spirit, and it has torment." We have the power to not live in fear through the Holy Spirit. Elijah must have remembered some Psalms like 27 and 5, "For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion, in the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock." Or Psalms 50 and 15 says, "Call unto me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver you." Elijah told his servant to fear not. They that be with us is more than them that be with them. And Romans 8 and 31 says, "If God be for us, who can be against us?" God is absolutely more than the whole world against us. So it doesn't matter who or what, knowing that God is with us. In the natural, the servant couldn't see the invisible. It was impossible for him. But the prophet Elijah was not afraid because he could see visually the invisible into the spirit realm. He operated in the impossible, in the supernatural. Elijah knew that God has his angels encamped round about those that fear him. He understood that he was a prophet, a man of God with destiny to fulfill. He still has some things to do. You still have some work to do. We're not leaving here until our assignment is complete. He prayed to God for him to open the spiritual eyes of his servant so that he too could be assured that God was with them. And the Lord did that. The servant's eyes were open, and he saw the mountains were full of horses and chariots of fire surrounding them. Can you imagine now how his confidence must have been boosted? As the Syrians came down to attack, Elijah prayed to the Lord to strike the Syrian army with blindness, and God did it. Isn't it amazing that Elijah had restraint under obvious opportunity to obliterate or wipe out the enemy, the enemies of Israel, but he didn't. Instead, he led the army into the hands of the king of Israel. Once in the camp, their eyes were open, and they were now surrounded by the Israel army. God will turn your situation around, and he will make absolutely your enemies to be at peace with you, and he will make them your footstool. So stand still. See the salvation of the Lord. He will absolutely fight our battle. This is an opportunity for us to allow faith to kick in. That Hebrews 11 and 1 faith says that now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. The king of Israel asked the prophet if he should kill the Syrians, and he said no. Feed them and then send them on their way. They prepared a banquet, they fed them, and they sent them back to their king unharmed. It's awesome that God has another plan in mind. You know how it turns around and says that the Syrians came no more into the land of Israel. So they had no more problems with them. They could have wiped them out and they could have destroyed them. But we're told to love our enemies, to do good to those that despitefully misuse us, to bless and to not curse them. God has given us dominion to rule and reign on this earth. But we gave it away because of sin. And I say because of the blood of Jesus, we now have that right to claim the dominion back over our lives, over our homes, over our families, over dead situations, over those things that's keeping us from fulfilling and completing the plan, for seeing the invisible and for doing the impossible. To do the impossible, we must be able to see the invisible. When you know your purpose and destiny, then we won't be jealous of other people's gifts or talents or their callings. We have to consistently remind ourselves that God has a plan for my life individually, for your life individually, and I can't complete your plan, nor can you complete mine. I have to go. We have to make sure that we just go through the process and trust God. And then when we go through the pain and the problems of this life, when we get to the other side, we'll appreciate it better and we won't abuse it. So the only one that can abort the plan that God has over your life is you. The only one that can abort my plan is me. I can't blame you for suffering the consequences of my disobedience, my doubt, my fear, my bad choices. And it is my prayer that God would open our eyes, that we might be able to see his plan for us individually, for us collectively as a Declare Victory family, for the future that he has, that he would give us a glimpse, and then we would be responsible to walk it out. There is no impossible situation or problem that God cannot rescue us from. All things are absolutely, positively possible to them that believe, as I pass the call out to Dee Dee.
Good morning, Holy Spirit. Lord, we just bless your name this morning, God. We give you praise, we give you glory, and we give you honor. Lord, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for waking us up this morning, God. I don't take it lightly. God, I thank you just for a breath and opportunity to just come together before your name, God. Thank you, my Victory family, for always, always being so diligent to seek your name, God. This morning, I give you praise. I thank you for Patty for greeting. I thank you for Kedra for that scripture and for Lisa the Walking Word, who just is always right on time with every word. I thank you for my family, God. Thank you for just a sound mind. Don't take it lightly to have a sound mind. So I just thank you this morning. God, I thank you for shaking us, for waking us, for just the do, God, for whatever we're going through, God. You are in control of it, God. I thank you for calling us, God. I thank you for justifying us, God. I thank you just for glorifying us, God. And we are not a mistake, God. And you know the plans that you have for us, for each and every one of us, God. So I thank you in advance for being a God of possibility, God. Thank you for being mindful of us, God, for just giving us not the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind, God. I thank you for that. Thank you for snatching us out of the enemy's hands, God. Some of us were heading for destruction, but God, you were there, and I just thank you for that. I thank you for just being our shelter in the storm, God, for being our provider. Thank you for being Jehovah Jireh, God, for not giving us just despair, God. Some of us are facing no jobs, but God, you are the provider. We're not going to worry about that because you are Jehovah Shalom and you are our peace too, God, and I thank you for that. I thank you for fighting for us, God. You are a warrior. You are a healer, God. Thank you, God, so much for just healing us just exactly where we hurt. I thank you that anyone that's unclear, that you'll be clarity for them, God, that they'll know what to do, because we know confusion does not come from you. For each and every prayer request, you know exactly what we stand in the need of, God. Please forgive me for not hearing them, God, but you did. So I just thank you in advance for just being the God of everything, because you are everything. You're concerned about everything that concerns us, God. I thank you for just reminding us that who you are. Hallelujah, that you are the creator of everything. You are our shepherd, and we shall not want, God. Teach us how to trust you. God, thank you for no condemnation. Thank you, God, for that. Thank you for hearing our prayers and for just changing that situation late in the midnight hour. Hallelujah, I just thank you. I can't thank you enough. I have nothing to complain about. I just give you praise just for your love and your peace and for my Victory family. Bless us and shake us and change us and renew our minds, God. We're just so grateful for your love. We're grateful for your love. We're grateful for your peace. Thank you for everything. Thank you for every husband and every wife and every sibling and every child, God. Thank you for restoration this morning. Thank you, thank you, thank you. An attitude of gratitude, no matter what it looks like, what the devil meant for harm, we've seen so many miracles that you've made good. So I just want to thank you and to continue to grow us in love and just bind us and show us how to just be who you called us to be, and that's being our authentic self, God, that we show up strong, God, and we don't present ourselves to be anybody but what you've created us to be, so we can just have the true ministry and witness of people that need to see you, God. We need to save this world, this dying world, this cold world, God, not taking thirst to an ocean, but thirst to some dying, dry people. So I thank you. I have nothing to complain about. I just give you a victory shout, triumph call, God. I'm grateful. Just bless the needs, any marriages that may be struggling, God. be the center of it. Bless my single sisters and brothers, and in their waiting, God, all the children, our babies, God, bless each and every one of them. Ramaya, Saya, Anthony, Kwame, Solomon, all the babies that call in every day, and Brother Marcus' little girl, Angelina, his little adopted girl at school, and just every child, all the kids that are going away to school and getting ready for testing or whatever's going on and for colleges, and I bless each and every one of us, God. I thank you for our Victory family, and continue to bless us and strengthen us, God, as I pass the call in Jesus' name. Amen.
Good morning, Father. I just bring up to you right now, Lord, thank you for this morning, another morning, Lord God. And we thank you and praise you, Father, for all of the praise reports, Lord. There were, and I'm going to name all of them, because I think that it's so important that we give you all the honor and the praises of your answering our requests. So I praise right now for Tiffany, Lord God, who is going through her process, Lord God, but she was able to pay off another loan, Lord, and that is a huge blessing. So we thank you for her doing her work, Lord. We thank you for you giving her the want to get rid of it, Lord God, and we just stand with her and continue to encourage her as she goes through the rest of her healing, Father God. And the brother that was released yesterday from being in prison for 20 years, Lord God, Father, that is an answer to prayer. And so I lift him up this morning, Father God, as you begin to show him where you're going to take him in the next level in his life, Lord God. And if he doesn't know you, we pray for his salvation, Father. And we also pray for Pretty Patrice, Lord God, who has a birthday today, Lord, and thank you for her new life. Father, we thank you as Pretty Patrice goes through the process of going out and preaching your word to the people on East 14th. Lord God, we pray that her and her team, Lord God, as you get them prepared, I ask that you would just bless them during this time and during the time while they're out there, Lord God. And, Father, we also pray for the meeting that I had with my granddaughter's school yesterday, Lord. I thank you for your will going forth through that meeting, Lord God. And I would like to pray for Barbara, who is called Mommy. Father God, we pray, Lord God, that you have already touched her body, and we're going to claim her healing right now, Lord God. We are not going to accept the fact that the C word has come back. We're not going to accept that. We're going to stand in the gap with her, Lord God, and just keep her lifted during this time. And we pray for Miss Carla and her family, Lord, the Russell family and the Robinson family, as they go through their bereavement, Lord, as they go through the time right now. She was saying that it's been a really hard time. So I ask that you lift up that family, Lord God, and that you would just be with them and comfort them during this time, Lord God. And I ask that and whatever is needed during this time, Lord, that you would show up and just show out in the family, Lord God. We pray right now for Carolyn. She asked for cordless healing over her life and preparation, Lord, as she's going through her process, Lord. We ask that you would just touch her, Lord, and anybody else who needs healing in their body and through their body, and those that are going through healing, Father, for just their heart, broken hearts, and all of those things, Lord, depression, all of those things. We pray right now, Lord God, that you would just bind those spirits, Lord God, because those are not of you. Those are not of you, Lord God. And so we lift them up to you right now, Father. And we thank you, Father, or actually I pray right now for Tammy and her health, Lord, and in her walk. And as she begins her process in the next level with Dion, Barbara, and Tanya, I ask, Lord God, that you would give them, that you would help them in whatever it is that she's doing, Lord, and that she would receive it, and that her healing in her life would begin, and she would be glorious, Lord, and it would be glorious, Father. We thank you for her lifting or being ready and prepared for this time, Lord, as you walk each one of them in, and that you would give each one of them the know-how what that needs to be done during this time, Lord. Father, I just want to lift up Justin, my son, Father, as he's in prison, Lord, but I thank you for your blessing. Father, the favor that you have shown him today is just amazing. I'm so excited for him and his life and what you have for him, Lord. And I thank you for the walk that he has with you, that he's rededicated his life to you. And, Father, for some reason this morning I'm nervous. I've actually been nervous throughout the night about singing. It's not my first time, but for some reason I felt really nervous. So I just ask that you would take the nerves away, Lord, and I thank you for the opportunity once again to be able to minister in song this entire weekend for church, Lord. And I would like to lift up Alice, Lord God, and I ask for her healing during this time. And we pray for all of the young adults who are serving, who have gone out and served and are serving in the service. We pray for everyone that's out there serving, and we thank you for giving for them protecting us, Lord God, and for any of the other requests that weren't made, Lord, that I didn't get, I pray, Lord, that you would be with each one of them. Lord, you know every request, spoken and the unspoken, and I pray that you would lift them up. I pray that we all have a blessed day the rest of this day, Lord God, and I pray as I pass this call on in the name of Jesus. Amen.
So, Lord, we just continue in prayer, God. We continue in your presence, God. Lord, we just come before you, God, and, Lord, as humble as we can this morning, God. We just thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy, and thank you for your grace, God. Thank you for loving us, God. Thank you for rest last night, God, and we just thank you for how you cover us, God, and how you protect us, Jesus. Lord, we just love you. We honor you. We adore you for who you are. You are God. You are the God of our salvation. You are the King of Kings, and you are the Lord of Lords, God. And we come before you, God. We bow in your presence, God, just honoring who you are, God. We thank you for being God all by yourself, God. We thank you for one day sending your Son to die in our stead for our sins, God, that we might have this right to the tree of life, God. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you that you consider us, God, that you think about us, God, that you are mindful of us, God, and everything that concerns us, God. We bless your name, God. We bless your wonderful name, God. We say hallelujah. We say thank you, Jesus. We say glory to the King, King of Kings. Oh, we love you, we love you, we love you, Jesus. We love you, God, Jesus, for giving us life and for health and for strength and for us being clothed in our right mind and having the activities of our limbs. We thank you for employment. We thank you for shelter. We thank you for transportation, God. We thank you for how you make a way out of no way, God. We thank you for the many doors that you've opened for us, God. Lord, help us to trust you even more, God, in the name of Jesus, as we continue on this walk, God, in this life, God. Help us to depend on you and trust you and look to you even more, God, and for the things that concern us, God. Help us to give everything to you, God. Lord, in the name of Jesus, help us to give our troubles and our burden over to you, God, and to lean on you and know that you can work everything out in our life, God. In the name of Jesus, help us today, God. Help us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God. We surrender our all to you, God. We say yes to your will and yes to your way, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, we just love you, God. We just love you. How we love you this morning, God. Lord, you see our hearts, God. You know our heart, God. You know the deep down crevices of our hearts, God, and how we want to please you, God. Lord, help us, God, in the name of Jesus, in spite of everything we've done, all the mistakes, God, all the wrong turns, God. We still want to please you, God. We still want to be in your will, God. Help us, God, in the name of Jesus, as we draw closer to you, God. Draw closer to us, God, Lord, that we might be one with you, God, and that we might be found doing your will, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, have your way in our life. Have your way in our mind, God. Have your way in our thoughts, God, in the name of Jesus. When we go to do wrong, God, just correct us, God. God, help us, God. Help us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Help us to stay in the center of your will, God. Help us to read your word and to take your word in, God, and just to live your word, God. Help us to represent you everywhere we go, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for peace this morning. God, we thank you for the peace of the Lord that abides in us, God, that rests in us, God. Thank you for the peace that passes all understanding, God. In the name of Jesus, we bind and we rebuke confusion and anything that's not like you, anything that will cause us to worry and to not rest, God, we cast that out in the name of Jesus. And we declare, we decree the peace of God over our life, over our family, over our decisions, over our thoughts, the peace of God in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just bless you for everyone on the line, God. And we thank you for everybody that was able to get up and get on the line and just to be blessed by this call. We thank you for the word that went forth, God. We thank you for your word, how your word is true and it's clean and it's pure and it comes to correct us, to fix us, to help us. Thank you for your word, Lord. Help us to be obedient to you, God. Help us to be sensitive to your Holy Spirit, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for all the prayer requests, God, everything that your children have before you, God. We just thank you for that. You would intervene, God, and that you would send help, and that you would send deliverance, God, and that you would send the answer, God. And we just love you. We trust you, God. We depend on you every day, God. Thank you for breath in our body, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, just for saying that we can live again, that we can live this day again, God. Just bless this day, God. Bless this weekend. Lord, bless your people everywhere. Bless those that are sick and shut in, God. Bless those that are incarcerated, God. And we just thank you, God, for considering us, God. Thank you for loving us, God. Thank you for picking us, God. Thank you for choosing us, God, to live this life and to represent you, God. And we just give our all to you, God. We just give everything to you, God. We say yes to your will, yes to your way. In the name of Jesus, bless your name, God, and I pass the call.
Hallelujah. So, God, we just continue in that vein saying thank you, Lord, for this day. God, we thank you for your grace and for your mercy, God, for your loving kindness, for it's better than life to us, God. I thank you for every single family and person represented on this call, Lord God, and I bless your name for every single prayer request, Lord God, every praise report. God, thank you that you are constantly making a way, that you are consistently showing up in our lives, Lord God, and proving to be the God of our salvation. God, this morning I lift up Timothy, Lord God, and I'm praying for Trina that, Lord God, that you would give her the strength and the courage, Lord God, to just consistently pray for her son, Lord God. I'm praying for his salvation. God, for healing and deliverance in every area of his life, Lord God, that his heart would turn to you in such a fashion, Lord God, that his yes would be absolute. Lord God, that you do something new inside of him, Lord God, that you touch his mind, Lord. I'm praying for Gabrielle and Zach. Lord God, as Zach is away in the service, Lord God, and Gabrielle is completing her education, Lord God, that you continue to cover and keep them. God, and then I'm lifting up Tanya today, Lord God, that in every single area of her life, Lord God, that you would perfect love in such a way, Lord God, that lack would have to flee, that there would be no lack in her life or the life of her husband, Lord God, the lives of her children, or her grandchildren, Lord God. I pray for each and every one of them collectively, Lord, that you would continue to do a great and mighty work, Lord God. I thank you for every prayer request that has gone forth, Lord God. I pray a special blessing on Tiffany, Lord God, that you would continue to open up her heart to do the work, Lord God. I pray for William, that you would bless him indeed. God, I bless you for his patience and his kindness. Lord God, I pray for the girls that you bless them indeed. God, I lift up Tammy to you today. God, you know all about her, Lord God, and as she's in her process and on her journey, Lord, continue to make her again another like you did, Lord God. Jeremiah, Lord God, continue to rebuild and restructure, Lord, recreate, Lord God, and prepare her for the glory, to glory, to glory that you called each of us to. Lord God, this morning I pray for Barbara. I thank you for all that she is, Lord God, for all that she does, Father God. I thank you for her heart, Lord God. I lift up Wayne to you today. God, you know all about him, Lord, that you continue to bind them up in love, Lord God, and recreate, reinvent, Lord God. Lord, and I thank you in advance for that work, Lord God, that you would just touch his heart. God, I pray for Arthur and Lord God, that you would continue to do a new thing in him, Lord God, and make him the man that you called him to be in Jesus' name. Lord God, I thank you in advance for even the PFBC class meeting today, that you would bless Miss Shonda, Lord God, that you would bless Miss Hattie, Lord God, that you would bless every person that volunteers, Lord God, that everyone would not only do the work, Lord God, but that they would lift up her arms and keep her covered in the name of Jesus. I pray that there's ministry that goes forth at the function today. I even lift up the sister-to-sister event today at PFBC, Lord God, that you would bless and that it would be fruitful, Lord God, that it would not be for naught in the name of Jesus. God, and then I lift up Lisa to you today. God, I thank you for her heart. I thank you for her teaching, Lord God. I thank you for all that you're doing in, with, and through her, Lord God, ministry-wise, Lord. I thank you that she has a heart for you, Father God. I bless you for the declaration on today, Lord God. I thank you for Patty, Lord God, who is always prepared, Lord God. I thank you for Miss Kedra, Lord God. I thank you for her sound this morning. She sounded wonderful, Lord God, and I thank you for her journey. I thank you for her process. I thank you that nothing is for nothing, Lord God, that all things work together for our good. And I pray for Miss Barbara, Mommy, this morning, Lord God, that you would heal her body by the power of your spirit, oh God, that you would continue to move in and through her, Lord God. And then I pray for her brother, Lord God, that he would change his surroundings, Lord God, that he'd be uncomfortable in the norm, Lord God, that he war, Lord God, against the mediocre mindset, Lord God, that's established by institutionalization. Lord God, that you would place him around people that can pour into him and build him up, Lord God, that can encourage him to change the way that he thinks. Lord God, I thank you for every person on this call. God, I lift up Imani, and I thank you so much, Lord God, for how you're blessing her children, Lord God. We thank you for the acceptance of Kwame and Bishop O'Dowd. God, that's a big deal. God, I thank you for him having the strength and the mindset, the courage to contend to completion, Lord God, that you would give him everything that he needs to toss with flying colors. God, I thank you for Cassandra doing the work, Lord God, that she's going through piece by piece, Lord God, room by room, area by area, dispelling, Lord God, not the things, Lord God, but the things that create the things, Lord God. I thank you for her doing the work, Lord God. I bless you for that. Lord God, for every person on this line, Lord God, that is moving forward in their process, Lord God, that you give us the wherewithal, that you give us the stamina, Lord God, that you give us the intellect and the wisdom in how to work through all of our things, Lord God, the things that separate us from the great you called us to. The things, Lord God, that impede upon the thoughts and the plans that you had for us before the very foundation of the earth. God, I thank you in advance, Lord God, that you are creating in us a clean heart and renewing a right spirit within us, Lord God, that we are being transformed by the very renewing of our minds. God, I thank you that out of the abundance of our hearts, our mouths speaketh, Lord God, and that you give us an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Lord God, I thank you that your word says that your sheep knoweth your voice, Lord God. I thank you that we are the head and not the tail. God, I lift up every pastor from city to city, continent to continent, Lord God, that you would continue to renew their minds, Lord God, transfigure and transform even how they say a thing, that people might be liberated in their thinking and understand, Lord God, that
everything that we need, you've already placed on the inside of us. God, that we would be taught, Lord God, by the men and women empowered to lead your people, Lord God, that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Lord God, that it not be cliche. Lord God, that it not just be something that we say, Lord God, but that it be the very activity of our limbs and the understanding that we have, Lord God, that we might recognize that he who the Son sets free is absolutely free indeed. God, that no weapon formed against us will ever prosper, not in our mind, not in our body, not in our hearts, not in our thought process, not relationally. God, by no means will we be defeated if, in fact, we believe what your word declares about us, God, not financially, Father God. Lord God, not even intellectually, Lord God, that we are malleable and that things in us can change when we do the work, Lord God. Give us a heart and a mind on today to do the work, not just for us, Lord God, but that the kingdom, Lord God, that the kingdom be added to daily, God, that people are empowered to live great lives, Lord God, that we not settle, Lord God, that we would contend for the prize, Lord God, which is in you, Lord God. Lord God, that we would not be pressed to the wayside, Lord, or be confused or be afraid, Lord God, but that we would take courage, Lord God, and be of good cheer, that we would not be weary in doing well, for in due season we'll reap if we faint not. God, that we would be willing workers on the wall, Lord God, that we war and watch and work collectively, God, that we would in everything that we're called to not only attain, Lord God, but that we would set benchmarks, Lord God, that we will leave monuments, Lord God, that we're leaving legacy in every aspect of our life, Lord God, that we would be inventive, Lord God. You said you've given us the ability to get wealth. God, do a new thing in our thinking, oh God, that we would change our minds about how we operate, Lord God, from beginning to end, Lord God, where we're settling. God, give us new aspirations, God, where we're struggling, Lord God. Give us a fervor and a tenacity, Lord God, to press our way. Lord God, where we're lacking, Lord God, that you would show us that we have what we need in our hands, Lord God, to build, Lord God, to master, Lord God, to operate in greatness because we're joint heirs with you, Lord God, that you own a cattle on a thousand hills and there's nothing you'll withhold from us, God. You said that you would do it, God. So for every person connected to this line, Lord God, I pray that you would wake them up in their sleep, Lord God, and where they're not digging, Lord God, make it so clear. Make it appear almost as a ditch, Lord God, where there's a silt, Lord God, where there's a holdup, where there's a shutoff, Lord God, that they begin to do the work to reach their greatest potential, oh God. Lord God, we thank you right now that we have everything that we need. We thank you, Lord God, that you've given us everything that we need to do the work, not just for the kingdom, Lord God, but for your people. Lord God, for your people who are called according to your purpose. God, I bless your name this morning that no matter what it looks like, Lord God, that we are not moved by what we think we see, Lord God, but that we are only moved by the word of God. Lord God, so this morning, I celebrate you, God. I thank you in advance. And as we take our phones off you, God, we give you the glory. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise, Lord God, for changing our minds, God. For changing our hearts, God. For changing the way we think, Father God.
God,
I thank you that you said you would hold no good thing from us. You said it, God. You said it, God. Lord God, it's not just about things, Lord God. Lord, mindset, Lord God. Our heart posture, Lord God. You are, Lord, we praise you, Lord God. You are glorious.
great, Lord God.
You are a great and mighty God. There is never, Lord God, a time when you fulfill the promise of God. And so we thank you, Lord God, for the word. We thank you for the new level, oh God. We thank you for the glory to glory.
Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for your mercy.
We bless your name.
Thank you, Lord God, for allowing me to see you just yet again.
We bless your name, God.
We thank you for new birth.
God, you're worthy.
I thank you.
You're worthy. You're worthy.
Thank you.
Thank you for restoration, Lord God. Thank you for loving
Lord.
Thank
you for
word.
Work.
Everything was living in your word and truth, Lord God. Let us walk in your truth, Lord God. Let us take the glory out of you and rest of us, oh God. Increase in us, God. They are
feeling
and Lord, we live in more like you, Lord God. Strengthen us to be so mighty, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for wholeness, God. Thank you for wellness, Lord. Thank you for the joy, unspeakable joy that only comes from you, Lord God.
Thank you for right now, Jesus. Thank you, God, for everything.
Thank you, Lord.
We give it all to you, Father God. We give it all to you, Father God. We give it all to you, Father God. We give it all to you, Lord God. All of the things that hold us back, Father God. All of the things that set us back, Father God. The things that are mine, Lord God. We give it all to you. We give it all to you.
Lord God.
We give it all to you. Lord God, and your word declares that we can and we will, Lord God. Your word declares that greater works than these shall we do. In your name, Lord God, give it all to you in the name of Jesus. We give it all to you, oh God. We give it all to you, all of our anxiety, oh God. All of our frustration, Lord God. All of our anger, Lord God, and fear, Father God, we give it all to you. In the name of Jesus, Lord, oh, we give it all to you right now, God. Lord God, we declare and decree by the power of the blood of the Lamb. Oh, God, if we can and we will, Lord God, we declare and decree, Lord God, that no weapon formed against us will prosper. We declare and decree that we are the head and not the tail. In the name of Jesus, we declare and decree, Lord God, that we are blessed and highly favored. Lord God, we declare and decree that we are joint heirs with you and we are seated in heavenly places, oh God. We declare and decree that you have set us before kings and queens, Lord God. Great and mighty men in the earth, oh God, that your word will be declared. We declare and decree, Lord God, that there is no lack. Lord God, that we walk in abundance, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We declare and decree that we are great stewards, Lord God. And we're about our Father's business. We declare and decree that nothing that impedes upon that, oh God, will prosper. We declare and decree that the enemy will not win in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you in advance for all that you're doing, Lord God. You said the righteous, the kingdom suffered violence, but the righteous take it by force, oh God. I thank you for the force this morning that's on the inside of us, oh God. Lord, stir up our give you glory, God. Lord, so I give you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. That the kingdom would win, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you for the workers on the wall in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
I thank you, Lord God, for our heart and our mind.
Help us, Lord God.
Lead, oh God.
Freedom, Lord God.
I bless your name this morning. I call you great God. I call you a mighty God. I call you a holy God. I call you a holy God.
Thank you, Lord God.
Mother's wounds, you have an idea. You have something in mind for us. You have an agenda, a predisposed concept of what you anticipated we would be. God, you already figured it out. You already figured it out. God, in your word declares that the steps of a righteous man are ordered of you, God. for your purpose, that the steps of a righteous man have already been designed and orchestrated, that all we have to do is take no thought for the morrow will take care of itself. God, that all we have to do is pick up one foot and put it down and pick up another foot and put it down. God, if we just listen, God, if we hearken unto the voice of the Lord our God, there's nothing we can't do. Nothing. You've already empowered us, God. You've already set the mark, God. You have already said, ready, set, go, God. And some of us are still standing at the starting post. Some of us, oh God, have started out on the journey and fallen by the wayside. God, give us the courage to keep going.
Yes, Lord.
Give us the courage, the heart, the strength, the mind, the stamina to keep running forward, God. That all of the training that we've been through was allowed simply to give us the strength to endure, God, to build our endurance. So, God, we say yes to our greatness this morning. We say we will run and stay our course. We say today that no weapon formed against us will prosper. Today we say, God, if you be for us, who can be against us?
Thank you.
So, God, I thank you in advance for the surgery that's being done on the parts of our hearts and minds that can't think past this second, Lord God, that we would begin to operate in our now, now.
Yes.
That we would begin to operate to capacity, not to potential. Because, God, we could potentially be great. God, I don't want to potentially do anything. I just want to be it. God, help us to walk in who we are, in our authentic selves, Lord God, with our individual gifts, Lord God, that they might operate collectively to strengthen the kingdom of God. So, God, I thank you in advance for where we're headed. I thank you for what you're doing. I thank you, Lord God, that no matter what it looks like, Lord, that you already have an idea. And thank you for the ability, the capacity, the understanding, the wisdom, the wit, the patience, Lord God, the perseverance to walk it out. Every single one of us, Lord God. Lord, I thank you that we're breaking generational curses every time we open our mouths, every time we make a change for the better. I thank you, Lord God, that nobody on this call, nobody on this line will settle, ever. That we'll make a decision that we were created to walk in greatness, that we were designed for this, God, that we were made to win. God, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you for our children and our grandchildren and all that they will be, Lord God, because you called us to greatness, that they'll be better than we could even imagine we would ever be. God, I bless your name. I bless your name. I bless your name. It's in Jesus' name we ask it all. Amen. And God, we thank you. Hallelujah. There may be somebody that jumped on a little bit late. You want to say, hey?
Hey.
What's hey.
Good morning. This is Vonda.
Hey, Vonda.
Hey, it's Dee Dee.
Hey, Dave.
Good morning, it's Barbara.
Hey, Barb.
Hey, it's Arlita.
Hey, Arlita girl. Hi, Jenny.
Good morning, it's Troy.
Hey, Troy.
Hey, Troy.
What's up with it?
How you doing? I know it's everything kind of got in late, but it's something that's really that I want to touch on it, talk about it. I don't know if it's appropriate or not. What kind of that? Now, it's something on my heart that I gotta take to y'all because I don't know where else to take it. So
okay,
I mean,
give me just a second. Let everybody finish saying hi, then I'll let you talk. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning,
hey, girl.
Good morning.
Good morning, Beverly.
Hey, Beth. Good morning.
Beverly.
Good morning. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, prayer warriors.
Good morning, Gail.
Good morning,
Betty Kirk.
Good morning, Cornell from San Francisco. Praise the Lord.
Good to hear your voice, Brother Cornell.
Good morning, Brother Cornell.
Good to hear your voice, man.
Yeah.
Good morning, it's me, Mary.
Hey, Mary.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, honey, Brian.
Hey, Bubba.
Somebody else was saying something. Who was that? Oh, I said, good morning. This is Val.
Hey, Val.
Morning, Val.
Anybody else?
Amen, amen. Go ahead, Troy.
Well, you guys pretty much, I mean, not everybody, I mean, I need time for the men also. I've been having some difficult times.
We can barely hear you.
Was that better?
Yes.
Hold on 1 second. I've been having a lot of difficult times going on lately, you know, with the family. You know, my wife's brother got murdered a little while ago. And our family's been going through a lot of turmoil. And so this morning, you know, me and my wife, we've been having this little argument that's been going on for a while now. But this morning she told me something that I really don't understand and I need some help with, because I have a heart condition. And I had a heart attack, a couple strokes. And, you know, my health is not where it should be, partly mostly because of my fault, but in general just because. And so we had a conversation this morning, and she was like to me, like, I'm an abuser. And she like, you know, you abuse me because every time stuff happens, you act like you want to commit suicide, and, you know, you go to the hospital. And I mean, really, you guys, I love my wife. And I've been contemplating all of this, and I don't know. I think partly what she's saying is true. You know what I mean? And regardless of that, I do not in any way, form, shape, or fashion want to abuse her. And I'm trying to figure out, you know, what's going on with that. You know what I mean? It's almost as if, you know, I'm trying to provoke a response from her, but at the same time, it's stuff that she's doing is causing.
So let's do this. Let's have an offline conversation. Maybe one of the brothers would be available to assist in the process.
Yeah, amen, amen.
I just want to be right, man. I know that sometimes that I do, you know what I mean? And I've been thinking about it all morning. I'm thinking, you know, maybe you is using that as a weapon, because I'm not no hidden
right.
dude. I'm not one of them kind of dudes, but you know what?
I hear you. Okay, but
maybe
look, let's do this. Let's take it offline. Brother Jeff, you got it?
Amen.
Yeah, I got it. Is he in the city of Oakland or the Bay Area?
He's in the Bay Area. Yeah, he's local.
He's in Vallejo.
He's in Vallejo.
Mm-hmm. But maybe you guys could talk, and maybe you'd be able to kind of help with that. I don't think either one of y'all are rock and sock and robots, but...
Text me my number. I attend the men's, a very powerful men's group every Saturday morning, and that's where I got some healing and deliverance from. So I like to invite him to join us in that men's meeting. The cry out right now that I'm hearing is that he's willing, and if he's willing, God will bring a healing and a deliverance and build this marriage up. So,
amen.
Thank you, my member.
I appreciate
amen.
That,
brother. Will do.
Amen.
I'll do that in just a second. I'm going to go ahead, and we're going to go ahead and get ready to go forward with the discussion. Troy, I'll get that number to you in just a second. And so what I'll do is go ahead and pass it into the capable hands of Miss Lisa.
Amen. Amen. Well, good morning again, everybody. We didn't ask, were there any first-time callers on the call today? Anybody calling in for the first time? Great. All right, then we're all family familiar with each other. Just wanted to throw it out there. Did a little bit of a different declaration, but it just spoke volumes to being able to just see beyond what we see, seeing the invisible, if you will, and really attaching our faith to what God has already said in our lives, and then being rescued from situations that we thought we would never get out of or that we thought never would end. Can anybody identify with anything in the declaration or the share? Anyone at all? Can anybody see themselves?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Brother Joe.
Brother Tim, are you going to say?
I think it was just you, Eric. Go ahead.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Operating with like that right now, individually as a collect and well as collectively, our church is in a situation where if we don't refinance in about 2 weeks, our doors could very well be closed. And, you know, this is after 27 years of service in ministry in the community. And so I think it's only been really announced once. I'm not part of the financial group and process, but, you know, we're still planning. You know, we're still, in fact, I'm getting ready to go open up the church in, I guess, about 15, 20 minutes, get ready for service. But, you know, we still got things all the way until June, which is our anniversary. So right now we're really operating on faith. And it's in the back of my mind because 2 weeks is not a long time. So we're really just looking and seeing that our church will still be there and that we will not only just be there, but we'll be relevant, we'll be viable. You know, we've got a new pastor. And so we're reaching out to the community. So, you know, we're right now, we're really literally walking by faith. There hasn't been no word yet. And we're just walking by faith that God will make a way.
Amen. Well, we're going to definitely need to add that to the prayer list because we know that God, really, the church belongs to him. And not the physical body necessarily, but, you know, us, our spiritual bodies, we are the church. But we need a place to come together collectively and to worship. And I like how you said walking by faith. When you're walking, that implies a physical or forward movement or that you're doing something because faith without works is dead. So if you were just believing God to do something supernaturally, he's able to do that. But he also puts some tools in our hands, too, like that possibility of refinancing, like that possibility of standing, like that possibility of reaching out to the community. So we definitely will be in agreement that the gates of hell will not prevail against that physical body and that if God would see fit to do that, then he would have, because he always got a backup plan or he got a plan that actually was before the plan, but we just was in something and he just took some shaking up to get us to where we really needed to be. So we just thank God. Thank you for sharing that because, you know, it's not easy. We see so many churches close. But that reminds me of how come we have so many churches on almost every other corner?
Good morning, Sister Lisa.
Good morning, Miss D.
Miss D, I'm very just excited in my heart for the word that went out this morning. I have been in 2 Kings this past week, and as I'm walking around right now, I'm thinking about, you know, as the iron and that axe head that went down to the bottom, probably at a whatever body of water they were in. But on both sides of that, as I have been the iron, but being also the person that was holding the axe in their hand when the head came off, you know, God has given me a responsibility to share the word and be honest in my share to others about it. And, you know, the person who was chopping that wood at that time, that was a borrowed axe. So he was really concerned about the well, taking care of, you know, the gift that was lent. This is a gift that God has given me, his word, and to bring life to me. You know, he rescued me, that me. So thank you, Jesus. I thank God because this morning he reiterated the taking personal responsibility to be responsible for the gift that he has given me by raising me up out that water. Last night I had an opportunity, and I was really honest with someone, and I just reminded them that you know, and I left it at that because they know what the conversation was, being saved and then backsliding like I have done, like they have done a number of times, and just reminding them that we have a responsibility when we know, and that we are going to be held accountable because we do know. You know, God has continuously forgiven us his grace and mercy. Pray that it continues to rest, rule, and abide over us. And, you know, but we are still held responsible. We can't keep getting this axe head and getting delivered up out there water and then keep going back and being irresponsible. Not we, I'm going to say I, because it's about me. First off, before anybody else, but that when you spoke it this morning, it was like he just keeps illuminating, being responsible, DeWanda, for what I've given you, not to sit down on what I've given you, not to think it's okay to let it go down and not go down there and get it back and then take it out to someone else, and taking personal responsibility to live this word out loud so that I can be the light in the world, that I can be hot for Jesus and not lukewarm, and that my salt will savor and flavor as I move along. So thank you so much. My energy level just shot to the top. I'm ready to go out here and do what's before me for today. God bless you. I'll be on mute listening. Thank you so much for being a willing vessel for the Lord to speak through.
Thank you, Ms. D. You just said a mouthful of so many things when you were saying, just reminding us of how we talked and on the call so many times about us being that light and being that salt and being truth bearers and to whom much is given, much is required, and that we're really simply stewards over what God has placed in our care. And that could be anything. Nothing truly, absolutely belongs to us. Not our time, not our talents or abilities or gifts or callings, not our money, not our children, none of it, nothing that we own. Really, our bodies don't even belong to us. It's the body of the Holy Spirit. It's his body for him to do as he pleases and he sees fit. And I think if we would think about that more, I think we wouldn't yield our members. We wouldn't do stuff with our bodies. We wouldn't, you know, do stuff with our time. We wouldn't do stuff with our finances necessarily that we know is just absolutely downright not pleasing to God. Not saying we're going to be perfect. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying it would just make us more mindful. So thank you, Ms. D. And you're right. We have to look. We can say we collectively because we've all been given that charge. For anybody that's come on this call more than one time, you've heard a declaration. You've heard a heart share. You've heard someone elaborate or expound on maybe their life or their testimony or something. So that's learning in that. We don't have to go recreate the wheel. I'm really good for that. You tell me something's going to burn me, I'm going to think twice about touching it. I might touch it anyway, but I'm just saying I'm going to think about it. So when he gives us, you know, these nuggets, when he gives us his word, when we have those aha moments, when the word is illuminated and revelation comes as a result of that, we have a responsibility to not only do it, but to share. Thank you, Ms. D. Anybody else?
Hey, Lisa.
Yes.
Good morning. This is your sister, Dee Dee. I sound like a man because I really literally got on the phone as you were getting ready to declare. So I thank you that you are always right on time, and I thank you for just the way you teach the word and the way you make it so plain and so easy to follow. And I also want to thank you for reminding me that God called me to be a light in a dark place to those that I'm supposed to shine on, because everybody, you know what I mean? We're so uniquely designed, and even when you mentioned all these churches on the corners, and some churches may have two people every Sunday, and I have also wondered that, when is enough enough? Because at some point, things die, if that makes any sense. You know what I mean? It's like it changes. So I just want to, I'm rambling because I'm sleepy, but for what you said, that he called. Don't let anyone tell you that you're not called, because I've struggled with that, and because I was second-guessing who I was, if that makes any sense, because I used to compare myself to how other people may speak, or, you know, then I realized God didn't create me to talk like Lisa or Tanya or Dion or, you know, Pastor Nut or whoever, because I'm created to be me. I may reach those people on the other side of the track where you may reach the one sitting in the front row at church. So I just thank you. That's what this message did for me this morning. It just reminded me to know that God is in control and there's nothing too hard for him. There's no condemnation. All the stuff that I used to do don't even matter anymore. And I think it's gotten me out of that place where worried about somebody judging me and not wanting to hear, you know, like, who is she think she is? Because I get it. She ain't a prophetess. She ain't an evangelist. I didn't say I was any of that stuff. And I'm, you know, sometimes people will get turned off by your sound, by the way you speak. And I'm glad I'm confident in who I am now, because I know I'm a lot, and I know my personality is big, but it was big in the world. So I'm just glad that God made me who I am, and I'm learning to love Dee Dee for Dee Dee, and whoever I'm able to reach with, however I reach them, with my wildness, with my stories, with my life, because I'm so open and transparent, I don't mind sharing with anybody how I got over. You know what I mean? I'm so blessed. When I woke up this morning, I thought about how I used to live, and I can be so transparent right now, you guys, because I have been truly happy and faithful being with my husband for almost 8 years, being married for two, but being with one person for 8 years, that's big, if anybody knows what I'm talking about. That's never happened. So the newness and how he restored me, I'm grateful. And I just want to tell you, thank you always. I love all you guys, and I'm growing and I'm learning from each and every person that shares a declaration, that shares a prayer, that, you know, that needs prayer and never, it's just a blessing. This Victory family has done some big things, you guys. It's mind-blowing. If you really tap into what's going on here, it's bigger than just getting on the call every day and doing the declarations and doing the scriptures and the, you know, the greeting and the prayer request. It's so much bigger than that. So I just want to say I love you and I thank you, and we're getting ready to blow up again, guys. Get ready.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Dee Dee. We love you, too. I love you, too. I just appreciate you. And it's nothing like learning to love yourself. Then it really doesn't matter who appreciates, celebrates, or even loves you. When you learn to love yourself, and it really begins with God's love. So that was big for me, too, Dee Dee. And it really started to change my life. It started to change how I saw myself and how I accepted how people treated me. It changes so much around us. And if nobody, somebody on this call, I don't know how many people it is, but if somebody on this call doesn't love themselves, you got to begin there. If you don't know how to begin there, let me back up. Begin with loving God. What does that look like? That's not something spooky, spiritual. That's not something great. That just simply means the love that you have in you, the best way that you know how, point that towards God. He'll show you and fix and correct the love if it's not. Go to the book of Corinthians, I believe, the love chapter that talks about love keeps no record of wrong. It bears all things. It proves all things. It hopes all things. If we're talking about the series of trust we just came out of and trusting God, when we learn how to trust God, we know absolutely without a shadow of a doubt that we love him, then we can absolutely trust him. Absolutely trust him. Not trust him to manipulate him to do things the way that we want them done, because we don't know. We don't know what's best. But trust him that he's working everything out together for our good. Trust him that he has a plan for our future and an expected end. Trust him for one day we're going to leave this place and be with him. Everything else will fall into place, and those things that don't matter, they'll fall off. Thank you, Dee Dee, for sharing that. Anybody else? Anyone? Don't be shy. Have some questions. How do you, when you're in the midst of a situation, realize that you're not seeing things clearly? And has anybody ever had to ask God to open their eyes to let them see the truth of what's really going on so that you could respond appropriately? Anybody? And maybe that wasn't a clear question. But have you ever been in a situation where you felt like there was absolutely no way out and you had to go to God? I know Brother Eric talked about the church, but I'm talking about a personal situation in your life. And you don't have to share the details if you don't want to. But a personal situation where if God didn't do something, there was just no way you were going to get out of it.
I have personally.
That's how I am right now.
And was that Brother Eric? Who was that?
That was Troy. No, that was me.
That was Troy. Okay, amen. Amen. So just by you opening up your mouth, Troy, and reaching out, it's amazing that we have not because we ask not. And so I'm sure you've been consulting God. And what did God do? Say, you got to get on the call. And then what did he do? He had Jeff, Brother Jeff, to be right there and say, yeah, I got some resources. So we just believe, God, that because you have a willing mind to do something different and to be better and to see if there's any fault, you're not just saying, nah, that ain't me. That ain't me. I don't know what you're talking about. No, you're saying maybe there is something to this. You know, a lot of times I think we just dismiss stuff saying, nah, that's all you. That ain't me. I ain't got no fault in this. But when we can be honest with ourselves, that's a great place for God to do the work.
That's exactly what I'm going through now. That's exactly. I mean, you know what? I personally believe that everything happens because God either allows it or he permits it. And even right now, you know, I never, ever want to be a type of person that just, you know, I am a hardhead. Don't get me wrong. I am a hard-headed guy. But you know what? The truth of the matter is you can't lie to yourself. You can lie to everybody else, but you can't lie to yourself. You can't lie to yourself. And see, that's one thing that I can never do. Lie to myself. And if it's anything in me, if there's anything in me that I need to change, I'm always willing. And I start off good. I can get on the horse. But as soon as I get on that horse, it seems like the whole hell comes after me. Not one thing, not two things. It's like everything. And it's like I can never, ever get on and stay on. I can get on the horse, it's good, but it's always something that's knocking me off.
Mm-hmm.
And it might be this day, it might be something else tomorrow. I mean, true to nature, I'm a hustler. I do what I do, and I get what I get. And don't get me wrong, I'm not trying to make me seem like anything. And I say, Lord, you know what? I'm going to quit all of this. I'm just going to go to work, take care of my kids, take care of my family, go to church, and stuff still is messed up.
Nothing knocks you off, Troy.
Yeah.
Hold, let's back up. Nothing knocks you off. You knock you off. You choose every single thing in life. And we could say whatever we want to. I was a hard head, too, until I started making different decisions. We have to take ownership for our stuff. We have to choose with wisdom what we will do. That's where trust and faith comes in. But the issue is there's a course that we all have to run, which means that we have to go the distance. I don't know if you heard me pray, but sometimes some of us feel just sitting on the sidelines. Everybody got their process. But you know how you know when you're tired?
How do I know
you're
when I'm
tired? Your tired becomes tired. Yeah, I hear you. You've been tired before. We all have our process. But listen here, when you're tired or you're tired, you just stop doing what you was doing. You change your mind about how you feel about yourself and how you feel about your wife. And I hear you say, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. I love you is not what we say. It's what we do. And when you get tired of just accepting loving her like you want to love her as opposed to loving her how she needs to be loved, you change some stuff because that's what we do when we want better. That's just what we do, and so we make different decisions with what we do, how we do it, when we do it, where we do it, who we do it with, and it's uncomfortable. That's the biggest issue is when it gets uncomfortable, because it's gonna. That's just part of the process. It's gonna get sticky. It's gonna get ugly. It's gonna get uncomfortable. You're gonna be in places you've never been. You're gonna see things and hear things you've never seen and heard, and it doesn't feel good. But the problem is when it doesn't feel good, we just revert to what we had done in the past. And got a little secret, it don't work.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't work then. It's not going to work now.
So change your mind about how you do stuff and take ownership of your stuff. Pick it up and put it in your pocket and be like, this foolishness is mine.
Yep.
If you want something different,
that's
you probably got to do something different.
Man, that's game.
Absolutely.
That's game. I mean, like I said, Dion, I know you. You're a wise woman. I mean, probably one of the wisest women that I ever met. And I'm not trying to be no cheerleader or nothing like that. I just, you know, I'm tired. You know, I want peace. You know what I mean? If I had it my way, and it's just like I let my church down. I was supposed to cook for the anniversary. And because of the argument me and the wife had, I let the church down. I was like, I'm not doing nothing.
No, it wasn't because of the argument. It was because of Troy.
Yeah. All right. Well, let me backtrack. I chose to let that situation get me to the point where I let them down. And in the process
of... So now let me give you a... I ain't going for it today. Sorry. It ain't because of the situation. It's because Troy made a decision to make an excuse for why he wasn't going to do what he was going to do. You know, we've been here already. We've been right here already. So now I'm going to back you up every single time. You opened your mouth, and I love you enough to tell you the truth. Is that what you said? You love the truth?
Hey, keep your 100.
What else am I going to do? All you could do is get mad, so...
No,
you
I'm not.
Gotta,
I mean, I, you know what?
No, but
the guilt that caused, I knew what I was wrong. I knew I was wrong. I knew I was wrong. And then when the guilt set in, I couldn't take the guilt.
Okay, so then that's now we gave it a name. So, and this is just not with you, Troy. This is just, it's, people are indicative of their natural, normal behavior. People do what they've been doing because they don't know what else to do. You don't know what you don't know until you find out, until somebody tells you. And so the reality is, like I said before, you've been right here before and before and before and before, and you was tired that time and this time. And so all I'm saying is this, is that you're going to keep getting tired until you get tired enough not to want to be tired no more. So we could talk this morning.
What does that mean?
Does
that mean that I just leave the marriage?
I didn't say that. That's not what I said.
No.
All I said, you, Y-O-U, got to do something different.
Yeah.
You got to do something different. And again, that's not going to get solved in the next 8 minutes. And so that's a whole conversation. If you'd like to call me, honey, I can let you have it in private instead of on this call. That's all I'm going to do.
Right.
You know I ain't no punk. And then you know what?
Well,
okay.
Then call me. If you got the gut to call me, because, baby, listen here. I wish you could see my eyebrows.
Real quick, you don't
want to
do that.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be with
you. Listen, when she's talking about having what you have, what's the definition of insanity by Einstein? If you keep doing what you're doing and you're expecting a different result, that's insane. So there is a law of reaping and sowing. There's a law of reciprocity. What we put out there will absolutely come back to us. And if you're trying and you're doing the right thing and everything seems to be falling apart, well, you got to know you're still right smack dab in the middle of God's will, because you're doing the work. You're doing what God is requiring of us. We are going to have trials and tribulations. We are going to suffer for righteousness' sake. We are going to go through some things. The trying of our faith works patience. Patience, experience, hope, to bring us to an expected end. So we're going to go through some things when we're doing the right thing. But it's to get us ready, to get the junk off of us so that we're ready to stand before him, bottom line, when he returns. We can say as much as we want to that we want to be different. But if we don't do the work and we don't change our minds and we don't step out into the unfamiliar and we don't follow the word of God, I don't care what you say. It doesn't really matter for none of us. I'm speaking to myself, too. I could say all along that I want to lose weight, that I want to do whatever it is, that I
want to go back and get a PhD. Whatever it is, if I never go do the work, it's just not going to show up. Is the work going to be hard? Absolutely. This is not just this is not you, Troy. This is everybody. This is all of us. Will the work be hard? Yes. Will we not be able to see? Here's back to the lesson. Some things are invisible to us. But imagine this. Look at Elijah's. Look at Elijah's servant. When he was standing there, he looked down and he saw all the Syrian army surrounding them. And he's in his mind, what are we going to do now? This is an impossible situation. But God opened his eyes because Elijah prayed that he could see the chariots of horses with fire there being on their side. So what is it? If God would open our eyes, he already told us he had a hedge of angels encamped about us to keep us in all our ways. If we could see goodness and mercy following us all the days of our lives, if we could see that God really is for us, if we could see the greater in us than he that's in the world, if we could just see what God has already said, where would we be?
Can I say something to Troy?
Please do.
Troy, think about it like this, and I don't know the whole situation. You correct me if I'm wrong. Now, you made a commitment to cook for the church. Is that what I heard you say?
Yep.
Okay. Your wife had nothing to do with you not keeping your commitment. You could have cooked for the church, mad at your wife. You know what I'm saying? You could
I totally
argument that the two of you got into.
You know what? The real truth is, I thought that by me doing that, it would hurt her. And it had nothing to do with God. And then after I did it, I was like, man, what did you do? You know, my pastor, they needed me. You know what? I'm one of them type of people that guilt for me is a bad thing. And I knew that I was wrong. I'm not here to even say that I'm right about nothing that I've done. Only thing I can say is this, that I asked myself this morning, Lord, you know what? I tried. I honestly, and I hope y'all understand that I'm honestly giving this a try. I'm not trying to be.
Hold on. I gotta stop you. Okay, so listen real good. So, again, and I hear you talking about you try and all that. I don't know if you know this, but let me bring something to your attention. So this morning, and hear my heart when I say this, put your steel toes on real quick. So this morning, and I don't know who you've spoken with previously or if you made a phone call before just with your reach out, and I understand your reach out. But you've made this whole phone call about you. And so what it is there is that thing on the inside that seeks some additional, and this is a result of guilt, that seeks some additional attention and wants to validate your feelings and assist you in apologizing to your wife. And,
Hold on.
Just listen. Just listen to my whole heart. Somebody hit the record button for me. Turn it off. Is there no board up? Hold